This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America, or should I say aloha. It is the top of the hour here from Oahu, Hawaii. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern time, 6 to 9 on the Pacific Coast. And when you're in Hawaii, we're talking 3 to 6 in the morning. I mean, we're up here, the fire dancers and everybody are still asleep at this point. And they just went to bed, after all the luau's and everything. But hey, we're having a great time here as we continue on baby watch for the only daughter and her first child due any time now. And it looks like maybe doctors are saying we may have to wait a couple more days. But hey, we're waiting with expectancy, and little Jackson will arrive when little Jackson arrives. That's what we say. Isn't this a fun time with all this political environment that's going on? I mean, it's almost like you got to hide the kids, Scott, because all this plausible deniability, particularly as it's coming out of the DNC, is just unreal. I mean, how do you explain this, the stuff that's going on with the kids,
I feel bad for moms that catch their kid in the cookie jar, Were you in the cookie jar? Well, did you see me in the cookie jar? Because it probably wasn't me.
Well, like what? We want to have an FBI investigation just to tell you that it only looked like I went, but I didn't, And in fact, James Comey said that I actually did not have my hand all the way in the cookie jar, so that means I didn't.
Dad said I wasn't. Dad said there was nothing wrong.
Exactly. Well, Hillary Clinton has doubled down on her assertion that the FBI declared her public remarks on her email scandal consistent and truthful, despite independent fact checkers concluding otherwise. I mean, these fact checkers, Scott, their heads are blowing up, just like all of us sit there and go, wait, did she say that? Even last night she talked about raising the taxes on the middle class, and it was amazing. The people were applauding. I'm going, are they paying attention? Are they listening at all to what she's saying? And I don't know if it's if they caught it and said, oh, I didn't mean to say on the middle class. I meant to say somebody else. And she walks it back. But clearly she said she was going to raise taxes on the middle class. And no sooner she says that, all the people in the audience,
a bunch of middle class people, start applauding.
Yeah, you go, what is going on here? Washington Post fact checker, by the way, Glenn Kessler, right away was one of the dissenting voices regarding the Democratic presidential candidate, who keeps repeating this roundly debunked claim that Clinton first cited the FBI in her defense last Sunday, when Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace noted that Director James Comey had contradicted her claim that she never sent classified material from her home server. Now, this is what Savannah Guthrie and Chuck Todd had to say on the Today Show regarding some of these claims from Hillary Clinton.
And what irritates so many Republicans is that if it were any other candidate running against Hillary Clinton, this would be a pretty rough patch for Hillary Clinton, given some of the items in the news.
An incredibly rough patch, whether it's the current state of the economy, anemic growth, whether it is her insistence again that somehow Director Comey let her off the hook on emails when she sort of reinterpreted what Comey said in a way that was misleading. Throw in the discomfort for many on this Iran deal. The point is, never mind, we just started airstrikes in Libya because ISIS is there. Well, Libya was a high-profile intervention that Hillary Clinton pushed. The point is, in the last 5 days, this could easily have been Hillary Clinton's worst 5 days post-convention, and instead the exact opposite, and it's all due to Donald Trump's lack of self-discipline.
Are we talking about a little bit of balanced reporting here, Scott? I mean, from NBC today, good for them to kind of offer some balance here. Well, of course, when you add up all the numbers, this still leans pretty much toward the DNC, right?
Well, I actually took it the other way. They basically came out and told you, we are not reporting Hillary Clinton's stuff.
Yes.
That's how I took it. They're saying that they're not reporting it. They're saying if it was any other candidate, we'd be all over this stuff, but because it's Donald Trump, we're not talking about this stuff.
Well, because they admit it now, I guess that, they're okay now, because they admit it. Maybe that's the way it works here. Oh, in this upside down world. This is Bill Martinez live. We got Megan Barth coming up. Stay right where you are.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us. This is a place that pursues truth at any cost, because if we're going to get this country back on track, we need the facts. Just the facts, ma'am, as they say. Speaking of which, right now, Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Always good to be with you on Fridays, Bill. Thank you. Very well.
Well, how are you? Wonderful. Aloha from Oahu, Hawaii.
Oh, very nice.
Yep, still here on baby watch, as I was telling everybody moments before. Hey, we're expecting little Jackson to be coming along here just about any day now. So we're waiting expectantly, but he shall arrive when he shall arrive, because that's the way babies do that thing, right?
Yeah. Well, you're up awfully early.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When you're doing a live show, it doesn't matter what time zone you're in. You know, just the clock just gets a little bit earlier. That's about it. Hey, I'm glad to be talking to you, because we have kind of been very careful in getting much into this, because there's controversy, and it's probably gone too long already. But I wanted to clarify something, and you bring up a good point. In terms of this controversy, here you have a Gold Star parent and parents that speak of the DNC, and this was such a manufactured deal, and yet he is given so much cover, as opposed to Pat Smith from the mainstream media, who was blatantly lied to. Kazir Khan, in a sense, he's deceived, but that's because his agenda goes along with the DNC, and of course the mainstream media is not about to report that, are they?
Well, no, we now know, because of DNC WikiLeaks, that the mainstream media is a propaganda arm of the DNC. Mm-hmm. The DNC WikiLeaks proved this. And how they proved this was that they looked at all of the communication between the press and the DNC, and even a reporter at Politico would send his stories to a DNC staffer first to make sure that his stories were in line with the DNC talking points. And then he would publish them after the DNC staffer edited them or corrected him. So the DNC and the mainstream media are working hand in hand. And the mainstream media needs to save Hillary Clinton. And they will do everything in order to destroy Donald Trump. That is why this Khan story, we are still talking about it. And I write about this on Reagan Baby, called a DNC Khan job. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media gave 70 seconds of coverage to Patty Smith at the RNC after her speech or during her speech, and virtually ignored her, much like Hillary Clinton and the State Department, as they continued to lie not only to Gold Star families of Benghazi, but to the world as to what happened in Benghazi. And Patricia Smith still hasn't gotten the truth from Hillary Clinton, unlike Khan. Now, what I thought was very
Well, if any, well, hang on one second, just a moment there, real quick. But let's put it in perspective, because what Hillary Clinton did is exactly the same thing that she's done to other women. She's maligned them, she's discredited them, and she attacks them and says, you know, that there's something wrong with them. She has attacked, literally attacked, Patricia Smith, and has gotten away with it. Yet Trump says, look at, he refers to Khan's son as a hero. But unfortunately, his inartful words that followed, I know what he wanted to say, but he didn't quite communicate the point that he wanted to. And the media just, you know, it gave them fodder, and they've been running with it ever since.
Well, yeah, one of the most glaring dichotomies I saw during the Khan speech was him not only holding a constitution, but holding a constitution next to his veiled wife. She was wearing a hijab. Mm. And I thought, well, that is just such an odd visual.
Yes.
Sharia and our constitution does not go hand in hand. So while the media love fest over the cons had continued on a daily basis, I kept saying, when is someone going to ask Mr. Khan about his affinity for Sharia and whether or not he believes that Sharia law trumps constitutional law? Well, after Breitbart, as well as the Daily Caller, did some digging, because the mainstream media press will not,
right,
they found that he had been an advocate and an outspoken author and advocate of Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't abandon Sharia law. As an Islamist, you don't abandon Sharia law. That is your law. That is how you live your life. And here's an example. You don't sit in a black liberation theology church for 20 years like Barack Obama did unless you're a Marxist. Mm-hmm. Black liberation theology is Marxism. Again, like Mr. Khan, you don't write about and support Sharia law for your entire life and then all of a sudden abandon it. It is who he is.
Yeah, but the mainstream media, Megan, come on, let's face it. They say that's old news, so that doesn't count anymore. You know, it's not relevant. And the thing is, with Mr. Khan, what they fail to realize is, look at, once he came out of the cover of, you know, honoring his son, which, you know, everything he had to say about his son, all that well and good, and he is a hero, and, you know, they paid the ultimate price. But to cross over and then go in the political and then claim that somehow he's exonerated because of that, I think we're missing something. There's a disconnect here that the mainstream media and the DNC are conveniently utilizing.
Well, didn't you find it odd that instead of coming out against Islamic terrorism, the terrorism and the Islamists that killed his son, instead of coming out against the Iraq war, which Hillary Clinton voted for as senator of New York, he pivoted or just completely ignored that and attacked Donald Trump on not foreign policy, on immigration.
Yes.
And then we find out that Mr. Khan is an immigration lawyer specializing in E-2 and E-5 visas, which are under congressional scrutiny. Charles Grassley is asking for the whole program to be scrapped because there's so much fraud and corruption in that wealthy middle Eastern families can pay $500,000 to a lawyer like Mr. Khan and buy citizenship. And once this was discovered, once this was discovered by Breitbart News, Mr. Khan removed his law firm website. Just completely disappeared.
Imagine that.
Imagine
you know, there's something about the light being turned on, how all the cockroaches spread around. But again, done. It's out there, and it's basically run its course. And the people that wanted to, you know, believe in what Mr. Khan had to, how he wanted to con America's voters, they drank the grape juice, move on. And then meanwhile, it's people like you and I who are pursuing the truth to say, hey, let's put this in perspective and where this is coming from. And yes, he's a gold star family when you are honoring your son and that's where you are. But once you go, you cross over. And you cross the line and go into the political and are used by the DNC. And then we start looking in your background and going, okay, now we see the connection. We see your connection with the Saudis. We see your connection with the Clinton Foundation and on and on. I mean, the tentacles run deep here. And no wonder, you know, you talk about getting off talking points. He went off talking points and conveniently pulls out a constitution. And like you say, here's somebody who supports Sharia law altogether. And he wants to conveniently use a U.S. Constitution to present his point.
How long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Benna. On August 19th, my family was betrayed by my own brother. On the road to revenge, I won't let him go unpunished. One man was shown the path.
There is a way. Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me.
I will.
No! No! No, brother!
Ben-Hur, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D3D and IMAX 3D, August 19.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live. Join us on
online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we present here on Bill Martinez Live, just thanks for coming along for the ride. Great to have you with us as we do everything we can to get this country back on track. And I maintain if that's going to happen, then we need to, get reconnected with the truth. You know, Megan Barth, particularly as it relates to this latest scandal, the president would, in his press, his presser yesterday, with straight face, almost chides us to question him about a $400 million drop to Iran, and it was just some, just one of those crazy coincidences that happened to come together. Pastor Avedini, he says he's on the tarmac. They're waiting for 2 hours. And the Iranian tells him, he says, well, yeah, we're waiting for another plane. And that other plane that he was referring to was the plane that was carrying the cash, which now most reasonable people are saying was ransom money for these four Americans.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're waiting for a plane of cash, and then after the plane of cash shows up, the hostages are released, it sounds like, oh, I don't know, it was a ransom deal.
Yeah.
I mean, any common sense person could draw that conclusion. You don't certainly need to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. But let's talk about the cash.
Exactly, because what the president had to do here in order to make this happen, dark of night kind of surreptitious, model that they've generally been using, all consistent with, the Barack Obama administration, right?
Well, yeah, and then let's talk about the cash. It was sterilized cash, and that's one adjective that seems to be missing from the narrative, and I saw that immediately, and I just so happened to be interviewed by an ex-CIA agent on Wednesday on the radio who was filling in for a host, and he used to sterilize cash, and what sterilized cash means is that you make the money untraceable so it can be used in covert operations. And he did this quite a bit. He said it's an inordinate task. It takes a special skill. It takes a lot of time. And the CIA does this for covert operations around the globe. Well, what we did what Barack Obama did is he had the CIA sterilize the cash first and then send it to the mullahs, thereby allowing the mullahs and the Iranian terrorist regime to spend this money in any manner they wish to, and it cannot be traced. So we know that Iran is not going to fund freedom fighters. We know they aren't going to build churches.
Yeah, this is not infrastructure money.
No, it's definitely not bridges. They're not building bridges like Hillary Clinton wants to build bridges with Iran and with Syrian refugees and Muslim refugees. This money will be used to infiltrate terror networks, perhaps terror cells here. In the last week, we had 10 ISIS sympathizers arrested from North Carolina to the west of to Minnesota and beyond. We are being infiltrated by ISIS through our border. The one that was arrested in North Carolina or in Ohio, who's from North Carolina, worked with an imam in Arizona. Does that sound familiar? That's where the Garland executioners came out of and tried to execute Pamela Geller and Bosch Fosbein in the Drawing Muhammad contest. He also admitted that he's working with other ISIS soldiers within the U.S. and Mexico.
Megan, how does the president, get away with this? I mean, this is absolutely, treasonous, and it's like, you're going, where is the outrage from our elected officials? I mean, no wonder they're concerned by all the traction that Donald Trump is getting, because even in Donald Trump's statements to ferret out the truth, they're being exposed. The old Republican guard is being exposed, and their attitude is, oh, well, he offended some Muslims. He used the wrong language. He violated the rules of political correctness. So shame on him, and now, we've got to find a reason to somehow blow up the party and put Hillary Clinton into office. I mean, this is amazing what, the light of day is doing in terms of exposing, this GOP elite guard.
Well, I believe that only thing that is going to save this country, because we cannot certainly rely on the old guard and the GOP. They're giving talking points and working with the left just and the press. You have John Kasich immediately tweeting out that we should only give prayers and support to Gold Star families. And Hillary Clinton picked up that tweet, and it was retweeted, you know, tens of thousands of times. And then you have the likes of Paul Ryan, who's coming up against a challenger of Nealon. And then you also have some right-leaning press also just destroying Trump and the Trump family in order to save Hillary Clinton. And yet we have a president, and I'm glad you brought up treason. We have a president who is funding, basically covertly funding, Iranian mullahs who we know will use this money in a terrorist network to fund terror. And we should be talking treason. If we're talking about the Constitution, I'm surprised that the Democrats really want to talk about the Constitution, because according to them, the Constitution lives and breathes according to their means. But
exactly.
If we really upheld the Constitution as the rule of law, we would be talking treason.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're not even introducing at this point Benghazi, what happened there with the gun running, which they vaguely mentioned. Again, it's one of those things way before, under the fold, as they say, probably next to the obituary page, where they say, well, we mentioned gun running, 2 years ago. Why are you bringing that up now? I mean, all these, accumulate into one treasonous act after another, and you go, wait a minute, America, are you going to wake up? Are you paying attention to what's going on here in your country and how it's been hijacked? The Constitution, today's America is not the America we grew up with, and the trajectory we're on puts us on a path that's a path of socialism, a path of a lost America. You want to know what America looks like, and answers the proposition that one Dinesh D'Souza, brought up in the movie that got him in a lot of trouble. Here it is. We're on the verge of seeing what the world would look like without an America.
It's amazing to me the amount of backflips and the amount of collusion within this administration in order to get this $400 million sterilized money to Iran to save four hostages, but we couldn't put together the network or the resources or the manpower to save four of our men in Benghazi that were under attack for 13 hours. We didn't have the same might or fight. Instead, we left our men behind. For the first time in our country, we left men behind in Benghazi to die at the terrorist's hands. On top of that, do you ever wonder, Bill, if maybe this was a shakedown because the mullahs got a hold of Hillary Clinton's emails, the emails that are supposedly destroyed that we never saw, that this was a form of blackmail? Did you ever wonder that maybe ISIS actually has some of those emails or despotic regimes understand what our plans are or what our plans aren't, and are using those emails to blackmail the Secretary of State or our administration? I wouldn't put it past them. If agent or a rogue government, I'd be doing the same thing.
Exactly. Well, at this point, all things are possible, isn't it? And then Julian Assange says, look, I've got another dump. You think these were bad, the last ones that, cost the position for one Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC, and it exposed their rigging of the system, which Donald Trump had said and Bernie Sanders had pointed out as well. But Donald Trump is saying it's much further than just the DNC. I mean, it is throughout the whole system, and that quite possibly this next election is going to follow the same mold and pattern that the DNC has formed for us. What do you say? We got about 10 seconds left here.
If the DNC will cheat their own party and their own voters, they will cheat the national election. And Katie Grimes and I will be writing about this on ReaganBaby.com this week.
Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. It's 28 after the top of the hour.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything. And that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Martinez live.
Yeah, we understand that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Michael Rubin is with us right now, former Pentagon official, AEI scholar, and author of the book Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. And he's here to talk about the latest devil dance with Iran. Michael Rubin, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Michael, help us understand very clearly. The president came on national television and kind of smugly, had to admit this, and I admit, or at least give us a little bit, or his side of the situation, I guess, of how Iran ended up with $400 million that we understand now was sterilized in the dark of night. And it had nothing to do, and we're somehow off base, and it's the right-wing knuckleheads and the conspirators that are saying it's ransom. And I say, well, talk to Iran. What does Iran say it is?
Well, the Iranians have described it as ransom. The second in charge of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, General Naqdi, described it as ransom. And we know from Jay Solomon's Wall Street Journal article that exposed this that the Americans and the Iranians had reached a deal. Part of which, of course, was releasing 8 Iranian-Americans or Iranians from prison who had been trying to smuggle nuclear goods to Iran in contravention of sanctions. At any rate, once the deal was reached in December, the Iranians turned around and said, well, we want some money in addition because we need to show that we got more. And Secretary of State John Kerry turned around, gave them $400 million. That's a ransom. And now we also know from one of the hostages, Saeed Abedini, that yes, the Americans' plane wasn't allowed to take off from Tehran until the money on the other cargo plane had landed.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff comes into play, and then the president wants to tell us. And for Abedini to say this, and I'm thinking his family's probably going, wait a minute, we just got you out of jail and got you freed. Now you're going to tie yourself up to something here. Is this an oh moment for Pastor Abedini?
Well, you know, I think Hafter al-Abedini was just trying to speak the truth. President Obama is also being disingenuous when he says that he doesn't ransom hostages, because remember the whole situation with Bo Bergdahl, the American who went MIA in Afghanistan, was captured by the Taliban, and then President Obama released five men from Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for this, for lack of a better word, traitor. And what we really have now is Arms for Hostages, the sequel, because just like in the 1980s during the Reagan-era bill, as soon as the last hostages were released, as soon as the Iranians got their money, they turned around and they grabbed more hostages.
Exactly. And this is what has happened again. So no big surprise. And this is why it has been the policy of the USA and our governments of past not to pay ransom money, right?
Absolutely. And what worries me, Bill, is what happens in Iran doesn't stay in Iran. So what we've done is not only made it much more dangerous for any Iranians or Iranian Americans or Americans who are traveling to Tehran, but every rogue regime and terrorist group now sees that there's a target on America's back and they can get rich fast if only they grab Americans.
You know, yesterday we spoke with Ken Timmerman, a Nobel Peace Prize writer, who I should say was nominated for Nobel Peace Prize, and he's an investigative reporter. He said that that money, the $400 million that the president was referring to that we supposedly owed Iran because of what happened back in 1979, that money was actually paid in the 80s. And so now for the government to come up with this, you know, wacky story that, you know, was part of the settlement, well, why are we settling something that had already been settled, supposedly?
Well, this is one of those issues. The problem is that signing an agreement with the Iranians is like signing a timeshare agreement. You only figure out that the signature on your on the contract is the beginning of the process, because no matter how much you you think you've reached an agreement with Iranians, they'll turn around and say, well, what about this? What about that? We're going to walk away from the agreement unless you give us this. And Secretary of State John Kerry, President Obama, have become so desperate for this Iran deal to be part of their legacy. They're like gamblers who are losing big, and they figure if only they can play one more round, if only they can throw the dice one more time, Bill, they'll win big, and they don't realize they're bankrupting us.
Well, Michael, so many people have dropped the ball here, including Congress. I mean, you look to them. I mean, they're the representatives of we the people. This is so outrageous. I mean, you know, and you and I discussed, you know, what happened. Let's go back to Benghazi and, you know, what, you know, is being, you know, talked about here. And we've been, you know, lightly touching. I say we, you know, I say, you know, the mainstream media and what's out there in the news about what actually happened in Benghazi. And now they're, you know, slightly admitting there was maybe a little bit of gun running going on here.
Well, you know, the problem with Congress right now is they're all bark, no bite. President Obama, number one, doesn't really understand the role of Congress. He's gotten up and said, I'm signing executive orders because the Congress won't cooperate with me. Well, news to President Obama, it's not the job of Congress to cooperate with the president. That's the whole point of separation of powers. But unless the Congress uses its power of the purse to say no more, Obama's not going to take them seriously, nor should he, because he's discovered he can get away with anything.
Well, and in this case here, are we talking a treasonous act here, Michael?
In some ways, look, some Democrats, ironically, are saying, well, this is something Reagan did. But remember, people were indicted for what Reagan did. And so,
yes,
ultimately, I do think that, I won't say this is treasonous. This is extremely poor judgment. This is lying to the American people. President Obama isn't trying to betray America, but he's become so deluded, so entrenched in his sycophantic bubble, he doesn't realize the damage he's doing. And if Congress refuses to hold him, his feet to the fire, well, Congress is just as culpable then.
Are we aiding the enemy here then?
Absolutely.
On that basis? Okay.
Absolutely.
And
remember, the 9/11 attacks cost al-Qaeda $500,000 to put together. We've just given the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, a group responsible for killing, I mean, hundreds of Americans, if not thousands, enough to do, I mean, to do 80-plus, I mean, 800-plus 9/11.
Yeah, do the math, exactly. Well, you know, this is the thing, and people need to really, you know, this is what's happened with our government and why people are so disenchanted, and they say, look, at 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. It's all this lying and obfuscation, and it appears, it would appear at this moment in time that this administration has taken it to a new level. And Hillary says, hey, fret you none. You know, all is well. I'm going to be a third round of the Obama administration. So what does that tell us?
Well, I think where a lot of the media has let us down is you look at, I mean, this election year has been like none other. You've had populist insurgencies on the left. You've had populist insurgencies on the right. The press, rather than doing a play-by-play, should step back and say, hey, look, what is it about President Obama and the way he's ruling and the way he's trampling over the Constitution, the way he's infringing on ordinary Americans, which is sparking these insurgencies both among Democrats and Republicans?
Exactly. It is quite exposing on all levels, Michael, and I think that this is what makes so many people so nervous, and you and I have discussed this before, that we have too many people making too much money based on the incompetence in the current model. You think they want to start all over again?
No, absolutely. I think you put your thumb right on it. I mean, a lot of people profit from the system. And if we just want to look at the micro level, when you negotiate with rogue regimes, even if you're betraying American national security, everyone on Secretary of State John Kerry's team has gotten promotions upon promotions. They've had stellar rises. They've actually talked about who's going to play them in the movies. Different reporters have written on this. Kerry wants a Nobel Prize. Well, I'm sorry, a Nobel Prize isn't worth the sacrifice of decades of American leverage and American national security.
Well, to your point, excellently put, Michael, is that the damage that has been done here is not something that can be reversed in a couple of years. I mean, we're talking decades of damage that has been executed by this administration, by John Kerry and one Barack Obama. And, oh, yeah, let's remember what Hillary Clinton did or didn't do.
You're absolutely right. That's the legacy of this administration.
Amazing. Michael Rubin has been our guest. Michael, congratulations, too, on the book. And, again, it comes to the forefront here, and it reminds us what happens when we do the devil dance with rogue regimes. The book available at all the usual places, linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Michael Rubin, former Pentagon official, American Enterprise Institute scholar, and his book, of course, Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes. Thank you, Michael. It's just about 18 minutes right now before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
New ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time once again for the Lucy Girl. Yes, the one and only Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, motivating speaker. And in fact, her husband says she motivates really well. She has that kind of shrill when she wants to put that on, even though she has such a sweet southern drawl and all. But when she puts that motivating sound in her voice, I get moving, you know. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt you because I know you and Shani were dressing up the dogs, huh?
PetSmart had a sale, and I had actually bought, like, a football jersey for one of the bigger dogs. And I want y'all to know, if you're going to go buy clothes for your animals, they run really small. So, like, a chihuahua that's 5 pounds needs a medium. So, like, a hamster could wear the extra small. I mean, I'm serious. So I had to take it back, and they had a sale. So we got all the girls new dresses because they were on sale for like $5. And that's pretty cheap because little dog clothes, they're costly. We're talking $25 a piece.
Well, what is it, a $4 billion-plus type industry, you know, dogs and everything that goes with them? Or is that just the clothing?
It's just the clothing problem. No. Well, listen, we had the vet that came over to our house a couple weeks ago. I mean, he and his assistant once a year drive to our house. We just load them all through one at a time. They got all of
just
them
like
through.
Just like cattle going through.
They did in 45 minutes because we got too many to haul them to the vet. And he's like, okay, these three need their teeth cleaned. You know, this one has some funky growth growing off of it. This one needs to be fixed. This one has something wrong with it. You know, gum and its tooth. Robin's like, oh my word, we need to. Yeah. But when you have this many, you don't want to get the insurance because the insurance is like $20 to $30 or more dollars a month per dog. Well, we just have to take that and stack it away in a little doggy savings account.
Yeah, why not? I mean, as long as the vet knows the difference between the dogs and Robin, all is well, right?
I think after you've seen that many dogs, you probably don't know the difference. We could probably get up on that table and he'd start clipping our nails.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here reading. Let me tell you what I'm doing right now. Y'all, my child, we are the worst at the tooth fairy thing. I mean, we've forgotten. The tooth fairy has forgotten many times, and we have to make excuses for the tooth fairy, why she didn't show up, you know, to get the tooth from under the pillow. But this one, Channing, lost her tooth this week, and I'm looking at this note, and it says something like, tooth fairy, this note something as my tooth. I guess she was trying to say substitutes, but she's seven, so that's way out of her range of understanding of spelling.
Right.
And so what I did is I had it, because I got it when I put the $7. You know, she wanted $100 or $25, but it's $7. And I took the note, and then I'm like, what does this note say? And she goes, how'd you get the note? The tooth fairy's supposed to have it. And I went, she was busy, really busy, and she left it behind, and I found it, and so I've got to get it to her. Isn't that ridiculous? And some of you don't do all that. Don't beat up on me because we do, though. But my dad was a dentist, so we're tooth fairy people. But we do Santa,
Well, that's okay. No, tooth fairy's okay. But I'm sure, I'm surprised Shannon, maybe later on Shannon will remind you, well, you tell that tooth fairy she owes me $93. She was a little light on the payment here, you know?
A hundred
bucks a tooth. What are you talking about?
Well, because I think some kids get that and they talk about it, and so she's wondering why she didn't get $100. Now she has gotten 20 per tooth before, because the tooth fairy, that's all they had in the middle of the night. Yeah. They didn't have anything else.
Exactly.
And so we set a precedent, but all the tooth fairy had this time was $7. So I could go, you just turned $7, and I tried to kind of get her off the $20, $100 thing. But the first time she said, hey, this is supposed to be $100. They ain't like we were just glad to get any little morsel underneath our pillow, if anything.
Well, $100 a tooth, man. She's going to start pulling her brother's teeth out, more of her teeth out. Hey, we're going on vacation, man.
Let me grab a tooth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, absolutely would. But, I mean, kids are saying they kind of know. Like my dad, he's like, there's no way we got anything from the tooth fairy. He said, all we got was like a apple and a pencil for Christmas. We've gone from that to this in two generations. That's pretty scary.
Well, no wonder this country is $19 trillion, $20 trillion in debt. We just keep, we just keep moving it up. Well, Lolo, let's talk about.
What are you talking about? We're better than we've ever been. We're stronger than we've ever been. We're safer than we've ever been. If you tell yourself that long enough, and throughout the night and day, you'll believe it too.
Well, then you'll go down the yellow brick road, look for the Wizard of Oz, click your heels together, and you and Toto will realize that you're not in Kansas anymore, right?
We just watched Wizard of Oz this week, the old one, not the weird, we watched the old one. I had not seen it in forever, and Channing's like, why is the first part black and white, and then it goes color, and then it goes back to black and white? And I'm like, we might ought to talk about that when you're 11.
Yeah, exactly.
We just watched that movie, and that's interesting you said that.
Well, maybe that's why I brought it up, but it just seems appropriate because it appears that we have to be delusional these days in order to buy into this, and the lies just never stop, Lauren. I mean, here it is. We've got $400 million being sent over in cash to Iran for, interestingly enough, at the same time that four hostages are being released, and the State Department and the President wants us to believe that it had nothing to do. These were separate incidents. And I say, well, forget about asking the president because they're not giving us the straight answer. Let's talk to Tehran. What do they say? Oh, it's ransom. It was a ransom. Since then, two other Americans are held hostage now. And, right after this, because the terrorists figure, they say, hey, the jig is up. America's in the game, man. They're paying ransom.
Yeah, so when Benghazi was blamed, on a video, I knew we were getting bad, and we were going down that, crazy, insane rabbit trail of no return, and that's what I'm seeing. But why wouldn't they? I mean, they are sitting there thinking, we don't have respect for them. We don't have fear of them. They're stupid. That's how they are perceiving us right now as a country. And then I'm watching the news the past couple of days. Have y'all been paying attention to it? Hillary's supposedly just way far ahead of Donald Trump. And I just want to say to Trump, this is what a friend of mine said on Facebook, and I was like, hear. She said, okay, I want to vote for you because you just zip it. We're just trying to blaze this trail. We're with you, but could you just zip? If you can't say something, just forget all that. I mean, we're teetering here. We don't need one little thing to topple us that direction. But I was a little disconcerted because I saw that today. Now, how reliable is it? I'm not sure. But this was Fox News. This wasn't CNN or another network. But she's surged quite a bit ahead in the past few days. Well, I mean, what do you think the reason for that is?
Well, just like you said, he will not stay on message. He's undisciplined, and I think he's fooled himself a little bit because of the primaries. He thought he had control of the media because the media, you know, worked with him and helped him get rid of 16 opponents. But now it's a different ballgame. They're going, you know, he's going after, you know, their queen, you know, their chosen one for the Oval Office, and they're not going to give her up lightly. I mean, clearly, look at what happened. He makes a bobble here with Mr. Khan, and how
and
why he got
news.
I mean, for 5 days, are you kidding me? And yet, for Pat Smith, Sean Smith's mother, who Hillary and the president lied to, speaking of videos, and she gets, what, 70 seconds of time, comparatively?
70 seconds of time. And did you hear that someone in the Democrat, I don't remember who it was, you might know this, but when they heard her speech, you know, when she came out and said, Hillary's responsible, they said, I just wanted to smash her head in.
Yes,
I'm like,
exactly.
This is a mother who just lost her son, and she's saying, I mean, she's calling it what it is, because initially she wanted to believe that it wasn't the fault. She wanted to believe in America. So when she found out the truth and confronted him, now someone is saying about this mother and that they want to smash her head in. I'm just like, are you people, they're sick. I mean, why would you even feel that emotion towards someone that has expressed so much loss when she's just looking at the people that were in power, in control at the time this happened to her son, and saying, you lied to me? Because she knows they did. There's proof.
Yes, exactly.
It's not pie in the sky by and by. I mean, there's proof that they lied, and, oh, you know, CJ, and then they bring out the other family to try to counteract that, you know, saying all these negative things about Donald Trump, and he had nothing to do with their situation. You know, they fight.
That fight needs to be fought by Donald Trump's allies. Other people need to fight that fight in talking about the background of Mr. Khan, that he was involved with Saudi Arabia and his connections and what his motivation is and all this, and also the implication with the Clinton Foundation. Oh, yeah, let's talk about the Clinton Foundation. Which Peter Schweizer has exposed with the new movie Clinton Cash.
It's
amazing.
It?
Yes, I've seen it a couple of times, Lauren. It is shocking. I mean, I got to tell you, the book was bad enough. I threw the book around the room. I don't know how many. I dented walls. My wife finally took the book away from me.
Watch it without imploding. See, I'm afraid.
Well, it's kind of like Benghazi. We went to see Benghazi. I had to call Mona. Was visibly, she was shaken. She was so upset seeing what happened and how the president, Hillary Clinton, allowed 4 Americans to die like that, to not send them help. And we still don't know that story, and we don't know the whole truth, but we just know that there's a lot of stink around it, and it points to 2 people. And there's just no getting away around it, Lauren. It points to Barack Obama and 1 Hillary Clinton, and she's a serious candidate to become our next president. Are you kidding me?
Right, and they're saying she's ahead in the polls right now. Now, isn't there another film coming out besides Clinton Cash in addition that's saying some of the similar things?
It's Hillary's America, and that's Dinesh D'Souza. That's the other one. Yeah, that was out the same week. And very, very powerful. But Lauren, as always, hey, take care of the dogs, okay? And make sure, and it's okay. Chihuahuas, you're lucky, because if you can get the Chihuahua in a medium-sized dress or outfit, that's pretty good, because usually, you know, they think big. They're extra-large dogs by mindset. You know that.
They are, and because they eat Cracker Barrel food here in Mississippi, they really need big ones. They're not like Chihuahuas out in Southern California with their own treadmills. These are fat and happy and comfortable. Love you guys.
Well,
have a great
weekend. They should be. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lolo.
Every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.